The Minster Board of Education met for their yearly organizational meeting and regular monthly meeting Tuesday evening. In the organizational meeting, the Minster Board of Education appointed Dr. Stephanie Summer to complete the term of Sandy Schulze, who resigned effective December 31st. The board elected Rich Bruns as board president and Nick Rentz as board vice president, and the board set the regular monthly meetings for the third Monday of each month at 7 p.m. Also, during the organizational meeting, the board appointed the following committee members: District Leadership Team, Rich Bruns; Representative to the TriStar Career Compact Council, Sarah Corona; Representative to the Athletic Council, Ted Oldegas; Representative to the Recreation Committee, Nick Rentz; Representative to the Scholarship Fund, Jeff Monin; Representative to the Community Fund, Grant Boisard; and Representative to the Community Improvement Committee, Superintendent Josh Meyer. The Board of Education also approved several items related to the functions and responsibilities of the treasurer and superintendent. The board then moved to the regular January meeting. The board approved to accept the following donations: $10,576.09 from the Loretta Herkenhoff Charitable Trust for various instructional materials and classroom supplies; $1,000 from Harmony for Ohio Foundation for the PBIS program at the high school and elementary; $250 from NEDEC Minster Corporation for the High School Battle Bots Club. Superintendent Josh Meyer noted that January is School Board Appreciation Month. He thanked the board for their dedication and commitment to the students and community of Minster. Elementary Principal Mandy Albers provided the elementary report. She provided the board with information on third grade reading test data and information on the spelling bee to be held in January. She shared that kindergarten registration and screening has been set for March 27th and 28th. 7 through 12 principal Mr. Austin Kaler shared the junior-senior high school update with the board. He congratulated the 8th grade students that qualified for the district spelling bee and recognized Branson Reithman, Brad Bruns, Chloe Ranley, Miriam Putoff, Nevaeh Johnson, and Josie Boat for being named December Selfless Cats. Mr. Kaler shared the exam schedule with the board and congratulated the high school juggling club for qualifying for the Ohio's Got Talent contest. He also provided the board with information regarding high school scheduling and the upcoming College Credit Plus information session and student-led conferences that will be held in February. Third grade teacher Mrs. Cami Garman presented an overview of the Too Good for Drugs program. The Too Good for Drugs program emphasizes making healthy choices and setting goals. Treasurer Gina Selby provided the board with her monthly report. Mrs. Selby shared with the board that W-2s and 1099s have been completed and will be sent to employees and vendors. She also informed the board that real estate tax rates for 2024 have not yet been approved by the State of Ohio Tax Department. Mrs. Selby also informed the board that IRS mileage reimbursement rate and the state minimum wage both increased effective January 1. January is School Board Recognition Month, and Superintendent Josh Meyer recognized the Board of Education for their help and guidance during the past school year during the consent agenda portion of the meeting. Mr. Meyer recognized the board's role in all the accomplishments of the students and staff at Minster. Minster Board of Education members are Rich Bruns, member since January 2020, Ted Oldegas, member since January 2020, Nick Rentz, member since January 2022, Sarah Corona, member since 2023, and Dr. Stephanie Summer, a newly appointed board member. Also, during the superintendent's consent portion of the meeting, the Minster Board adopted the school calendar for the 25-26 school year and approved the 8th grade trip to Washington, D.C. for October 19th through 23rd, 2025. The board set the date for February's regular meeting for February 11th at 7 p.m. in the large group meeting room. The board approved the following personnel recommendations: approved a one-year limited contract on an as-needed basis to Sandy Hoying, substitute cook's helper. The Board of Education entered into executive session to discuss the employment and compensation of a public employee and the purpose, purchase, or sale of property. There was no action taken after the executive session.